Ah, you're finally awake. Long day, officer. Get in the office, call out to a burglary, get somebody's cat out of a tree, storm a secret lair belonging to Gotham's most wanted villainous. Through out the front door, no less. I'm not sure what you were trying to accomplish, but, well, you caused me a bit more trouble than the rest of your merry bunch. I thought maybe we'd save the best for last. Don't bother struggling, my dear. You're not escaping. Any one of these vines could hold a man twice your size, the way you are now, trussed up by each arm and foot. I can make you a quadruple amputee in one fell swoop. Oh, the look on your face! Don't worry, I'm not in that sort of mood. In fact, I thought, since you came here all gung-ho, trampling my little babies left and right and center, well, maybe we should make the punishment fit the crime. Ah, there you go again, life flashing before your eyes. It's a bargain, really. You're free to go, once your seed covers the ground you ravaged. Let me see. Ah, Gotham's finest. They're not usually the lean type. Did your boss ever say you were too skinny? I bet he won't be so brash after. Well, let's just say your squad is indisposed. I guess you'll have to make up for the rest of them, too. Oh, yes, officer. You'll be here for a while. One of your arms appears to be stronger than the other. I wonder why that could be. There. Ah, ah, tut, tut, tut. No use going for your sidearm. I took the liberty of relieving you of it. I must say, officer, I'm not fond of your attitude. I think a certain change of mindset is in order. Ah, do you hear that? That is the sound of a vine as strong as an anaconda wrapping around your chest. Squeezing, squeezing, forcing your breath away. And releasing. Yes, yes, breathe deeply. And out again. It's the problem with being in the city, officer. It's the air. It's too dirty. We need to get it out of your lungs. Huh? So we can replace it with something a little more agreeable. A little longer. Open wide. Oh, that's much better. The confusion that fills your eyes just before they glaze over into perfect obedience. Oh, I think you'll be better now, won't you, my sweet? Say it. Yes, good boy. Again. Ah, yes. Oh, you cause me such delight, pet. I think we can get started now. Unzip your pants. Good boy. See? You do as I say and we'll get along nicely. Yes, and your underwear. Ah, there it is, my little harvester. Needs a little warming up, though. And what are you looking at me like that for? I don't think you understand me, you little chattel. You're going to stroke yourself until the semen coats the walls. I don't care how long it takes. You're going to do it until you're screaming from the agony of milking your own balls dry. And I'm going to watch you do it. I wonder what the look on your face will be. Only one way to find out. Start stroking. Not too fast. Just rub yourself up and down. Feel it rise and grow in your hand. Ah, you have excellent pace. You've done this a lot, haven't you? A cute little guy like you hasn't found a nice girl to take care of him? Well, maybe we can take care of that. Oh, that got you moving, didn't it? Just think, with my power, I can make the woman of your dreams. Anyone you wanted, ready to fulfill your wildest dreams, ready for you to take them however you please. Oh, you'd have to do something for me, but for such an offer, what price is too great? So, who would it be? Your eyes haven't moved off me for even a second. Are you so entirely under my spell that such thoughts are beyond you, or maybe you wondered what it would be like, what I would be like, staring at these curves, these breasts, the way these little tendrils wrap all around me, clinging firmly around every inch they can find. I know you'd love to hold me as they do, to fuck me. Too bad all you can do is watch. Oh, but can you imagine? Imagine what it would be like to grab me, to hold me firm in those arms of yours, to own me as I own you now. What would you do then? Run your fingers through my hair and force me down to my knees? Push your cock in between these big, full, juicy red lips? Have them suck you from the tip all the way down to the hilt until you make me gag? Oh, to feel my tongue on your balls, my spit running down your shaft, to think that those lips now hover so very close. You look like the very thought might make you explode. Maybe it is, the way you're twitching. I'd say you're close already. Well, don't hold back. What's one orgasm? One climax that leaves you panting and trembling, when we could have many? When we can make your cock come again and again, until every drop has been wrung out. Stroke your cock. Faster. Faster. Hurtling yourself towards the brink and hurling yourself over the edge. Yes, yes. Come on. Faster. Harder. So very close now. So ready to explode. Yes. Yes! Well, wow. Would you look at that? So bright, so full, so much. I think you got some of it on my feet. I didn't tell you to do that, did I? Well, I'll forgive you. After all, you have produced quite an offering for my garden. I wonder how much we can... Fainted. I suppose I might have been a little rough. Ah, well, I guess you'll have to stay with me for a little while. I assure you, you're a welcome guest. Maybe once you wake up, we'll see what other contributions you can make.